Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. When you need a certain partnership to drive your business forward, say yes to Ulster Bank. Ulster Bank, help for what matters.
Can I ask you about your parliamentary party meeting today after the shock announcement by Éireann Power, Senator Éireann Power of Fianna Fáil, that she was leaving the party yesterday? Are you and were you in shock at that meeting?
No, I was disappointed. I'm on public record as saying that I've known Avril for a long time. She's somebody who I admire. I admire what she stands for. I admire the way she does her business. I've worked closely with her. I worked with her on her election to Seanad Éireann. And I'm disappointed that she has, at this stage, decided to part company with us. But look, that was yesterday. That's over. We move on. She goes on with her career.
But
we
there are ramifications. Today, you said the party is pale, stale, and
no,
outside the
pale. I was asked a question if I thought that.
No, I didn't actually.
I was asked the question if I thought that. And I said, yes, if you just solely look at the parliamentary party, are we male and are we beyond the pale? Yes, that's true. We don't have a TD in Dublin. And are we trying to address that? Yes. And through our process of conventions, both in Dublin and throughout the country, are we making efforts to try to attract and encourage women to contest for Fianna Fáil? Yes, we are.
Did you take on board at the parliamentary party meeting today Éireann Power's criticisms of the party?
No, today was a relatively short meeting. And of course, there's an ongoing exercise in Fianna Fáil in rebuilding our organisation. We're doing that. We're developing policies that meet the needs. Today, we discussed a piece of legislation which Michael McGrath is bringing forward, which is aimed at addressing this crisis that exists in the variable interest rate, where banks are effectively gouging customers because they can, because there's not effective competition.
Did you discuss her criticism at all at the party meeting?
We're developing policies to meet the needs of the Irish people. We're preparing for the next general election.
I'm asking you about her criticism of the party and the leadership. Was that discussed?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
I find that incredible that you lose 50% of your parliamentary party who is female and you don't even discuss her criticism.
We lose one member of the parliamentary party. We're disappointed that she has gone. She's gone her separate ways for her own reasons. We're continuing to build the party. We've gained an extra TD. There are many other people throughout the party. Party's bigger than any one individual, and that's not to take from the contribution
but
that Éireann Power made.
Cause,
yes,
surely.
She was an important person in the party. She has decided for her own reasons that she's moving on, and that's regrettable. And I'm disappointed that she's gone. And I would have, of course, liked to have seen her remain with us, but she hasn't been able to do that.
I'll get your reaction to this. Let's have a listen to Éireann Power.
A lot of women get involved in local campaigns on particular issues, say to get a playground in the area or things like that, on facilities for families. Of course, even in my own job the last 2 years, sometimes it's incredibly frustrating. But the rewarding days more than make up for that. 85% of our TDs are male, 85% of our councillors are male. But what we're saying is we need to make a special effort to assist women and particularly to increase their chances of success. We're setting up a new mentoring programme as well, where we're going to pair new female candidates with experienced politicians, people who are currently in the Dáil or in the Senate or current councillors. And I think one of our biggest problems in terms of getting more women involved is the lack of role models. It's just that when young girl is looking at a picture of politicians or a picture of the cabinet, she thinks that's a job for my brother, not a job for me.
And that was Éireann Power on this programme 2 years ago. She was very hopeful then. Fianna Fáil has one less mentor who's female now because of how it treated Éireann Power and her strategy to attract more women and how it treated her generally.
Éireann, for her own reasons, has outlined why she has decided to leave the party. I don't agree with much of what she said in that regard, but I understand her frustration. But I would recognise that there are very many women who are attracted to Fianna Fáil, who are seeking to represent Fianna Fáil. I'll be chairing a convention in Tipperary tomorrow night. There are five candidates, two of which are women. They see a future in Fianna Fáil as female candidates. And that's happening in constituencies right around the country.
But Timmy, they will not be happy if a parliamentary party member of Fianna Fáil stands up publicly and says, I made a suggestion and I was laughed at. I was scoffed at by the party, and yet you have a meeting the next day. You don't even discuss it.
Well, I wasn't at that meeting that incident where she believes she was scoffed and laughed at. I've talked to colleagues who were there, and they certainly would have, I suppose, represented to me that there was no intention whatsoever of being in any way derogatory towards Avril. And people have said, quite frankly, that didn't happen. But I don't want to get into that. Like, I mean, look, it's over. Avril has decided, and I said, you know, I have to recognise her contribution to the party to date, and she is. And had worked really hard in the party, and it's regrettable that we don't have her. But you know, we've 20,000 members. We're trying to rebuild our organisation. We can't be hostage to any one individual, and that's not to take from the input that she made. But we have to move on, and we're moving on.
Okay, Claire McGing of Inuai Maynooth, who specialises in women and politics, women's issues and politics, joins me now as well. Does Fianna Fáil have a problem with women attracting women to the party? Because Avril Power did say that she compiled a strategy to increase the number of female members and that it was largely ignored.
Well, first thing to say is I did a drive time slot with Avril 2 years ago after that report had been published, and I remember how enthusiastic she was about, you know, these recommendations and strategies being introduced. Unfortunately, to a large extent, they were ignored. There had been targets, for example, to run at least a third women candidates in the local elections, which were a year ago there yesterday, I believe. In the end, only 17% of the party's candidates were female. That compares to 23% in Fine Gael, 29% in Labour, and actually 32% in Sinn Féin. So they missed that target. Now, I mean, the gender quota legislation does not apply to local government, but certainly if you want to get women who are in a good position to win a Dáil seat, is a good way to start. So in that sense, there has been a missed opportunity. I suppose what I would say is, I suppose Fianna Fáil, women don't have a problem with Fianna Fáil necessarily, but Fianna Fáil seems to have an internal problem with women's representation.
How so?
What I mean by that is that women voters don't dislike Fianna Fáil whatsoever. In fact, there's actually been a significant swing to Fianna Fáil by women voters in the last 2 or 3 years. That vote that the Labour Party took in 2011 from women has actually gone to a large extent, or to some extent at least, to Fianna Fáil. So there's not a problem there. But you only have to look at the parliamentary party to see, I mean, as we know now, one female parliamentary party member and so on. Now, of those 20,000 members that the deputy spoke of, a third of those are actually women. So it's not that Fianna Fáil has any problem with attracting women members. That is not true to say, but there does seem to be a bit of a cultural issue with trying to get them to rise further up.
A problem at a high level in Fianna Fáil with women, to me.
Oh, no, because it was the Irish people that elected the 20 TDs that we've had. Now, we came through a really difficult election the last time, and we lost a lot of really good people, some of which were women. We have a process of trying to rebuild. And look, at the party leader from the very start has been on, you know, so many programmes. He's been working within the organisation trying to identify women. And yes, of course, we'd like to have had more than 17% women. But, you know, we haven't engaged in a process of just running women in a tokenistic way for the local elections. We ran women who, you know, really had a chance of being elected. Some came through very successfully and will go on to contest, and I have no doubt will win.
Why, I wonder very briefly, do you have only one parliamentarian who's female?
Well, because the last election we ran women and they didn't get elected, unfortunately. Again, I mean, like, don't forget, we only have 20. We suffered, you know, a catastrophic defeat. I mean, that's well documented. So it was that was a crisis time. We're now back into a more normalised environment where we'll be hoping to have a seat in virtually all Dáil constituencies. And I think the other side of the next election, there will be a very different picture. But of course, it would be a much better position for us. Nobody wants this situation to continue, and I don't think it will after
Claire
the next
McGing,
election.
You represent a group called the 50-50 Group. How would you advise Timmy Dooley and Fianna Fáil in resolving this problem?
Well, I think they need to take their own advice, really, in the sense that a number of months ago, they released another report, the Markovic Commission, which made a number of recommendations in which they could increase women's participation in the party. And some of those, I suppose, measures were softer in the sense they spoke about mentoring programmes. As Avril said in that piece you played a few minutes ago, role models matter. And that is proven by research that in areas with women representatives, that women take more of an interest in the campaign, they're more likely to run and so on. So that's important. But they also made a more, I suppose, more radical suggestion, and one that is going to call cause, and I understand this, is going to cause problems at conventions, but conventions by their nature are controversial anyway. And that is that they suggested that in half of all constituencies where the party has no representatives, that they run at least one female candidate, and in half of all constituencies where they currently have a male TD and would like to, or could see themselves taking a second seat, to run a female candidate. Now that's going to cause, as I say, eruptions at local level, but that is really the only way they can proceed. It has to be tough, unfortunately.
Okay, they'll have to take their own advice, says Claire McGang. We'll leave it there. Claire McGang and Timmy Dooley of Fianna Fáil, Míle Buíochas Libh.